Well, now, a person who's going to school as a...
student.
Scholar. Scholar. When was scholar used when you were
much.
In grade school?
No, I don't believe so.
Well, now, a person who presides over a court is called a what?
Judge.
Okay. And a person who does, serves to answer somebody's phone and do a lot of...
Secretary.
Okay. And if you say, well, I like traveling to foreign countries, but I'm glad I'm a...
an American.
And here's the word about which there has been some talk, I think, and there has been some change, but people brought over from Africa, generally you speak of them as being...
Africans.
Okay, but Africans are right, but they've been in this country now for...
Foreigners.
300 years, and what do you call them?
Black people.
Blacks?
Blacks.
Do you did you grow up calling them anything else? Do you call them blacks now?
You mean niggers?
Have you spoken of them as...
I never did.
You grew up speaking of them as...
colored people.
Colored people.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Yeah.
I think we said... We didn't have many blacks in Princeton.
And still don't,
Still don't have too many. Have more now than we used to, but never have had a problem, really.
What about terms for people that are not very comfortable when they come into town? They live out, and when they come in, they look as if they're not really at ease. Any expressions for those people?
No, I can't think of any. Man.
Well, if they're from a little higher country, you might call them around the hills. You might call them
hill folks.
Hill folks.
Hill folks.
Have you ever heard backwoodsman?
Yeah, they're kind of backwoodsy.
Backwoodsy is the adjective,
isn't
it?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I believe it is.
And that's kind used more often than backwoodsman.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose a general word would be rustic.
Probably.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard of country hick. How about hick?
Yeah, hicks. A hick. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Person who brings you the mail.
It's your postman or mailman.
Uh-huh.
The mailman. Has the mailman come yet?
Right.
We said that out in the country.
Uh-huh. Well, now, if you want a person to stop what he's saying and think a little bit, you say, now you just...
Hey, wait a minute. That wouldn't be very nice.
It's done a lot, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now, if you're asking not only directions, but distance about a town, you'd say, well, now, how
far is it?
To Mount Carmel or
You asked me how far was it
indeed. And if you're trying to get somebody's, the child's attention, say, now you
listen, you pay attention.
Or if you're thinking about, there's another way, you want him to focus his eyes even, now you look.
You look right here.
And if you're inquiring about somebody's relationship, I guess, with the town, wondering about what his connection is, and